you left him today, what would you miss?
Oh my God, no, I can't.
Have you ever seen a glimpse of your ex in somebody that you're currently hooking up?
Ooh. Once.
Once.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Certain curves and angles reminded me of my ex. Certain, like, mathematics, you know?
Especially, we're talking with geometry, right?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, the curves.
Algebra 2.
If you left your situation today, what would you miss?
When I met my wife, I was pretty much seeing my ex. Not seeing her, but...
What really helped me is that I convinced myself and I truly believe that life would be better without her.
How long do you think that process usually takes for you to move on?
Honestly, it could be a year from now. I really ain't got no yet.
You gonna go a whole year without cheeks?
Oh, for sure, bro.
I'm in a happy relationship.
You're in a happy...
It's very stable.
It's stable. Too stable.
No. Like, good stable. Don't make me say things I don't want to say.
Do you ever think about your ex and it helped you get up?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Never, ever, 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 ever. Actually, no, once.
Welcome to the first outside episode of the Down Bad Show. On this episode, it's actually inspired by a Joji song. Now, you guys heard Glimpse of Us. It's hitting like top 10, top 5 on the US charts. I wanted to really see like how relatable this song is. And I just want to touch on the topic of, moving on from a relationship. But when you move on from a certain relationship, I think a lot of times, you know, you think about your past partner, you think about your ex. That song really, it resonates with a lot of people because of that simple message, of that relatable message. Like, you move on to a new person, but you're always reminded of your ex, which is... Have you heard the song Glimpse of Us by
Joji? I have.
All right. Is that a relatable song?
For me, no, but I know it's a lie for other people, so.
You wanna tap her in then?
No, I just don't know. I don't know. For other people. I don't think for us.
No.
Yeah.
Do you have like friends that could relate to the song?
Probably. Yeah, definitely. Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Like
for sure.
Who?
Oh, you should try that.
Yeah. Or let's, you know, if... Not even call them out, but just like, you know, if you've heard stories, right?
Oh, I've heard stories. I feel like, yeah, it's like the classic, you know, you try to get over them by being with other people, and then it's just all downhill from there.
Right. But have you ever done that yourself?
No. No, that's too much work.
It's too much work?
Yeah, it's too much work.
So post-breakup, what's your go-to? What do you mean by too much work? Just
I don't know, like it's like more
too much work to rebound off of someone.
Like it's more trouble than it's worth, I feel. But
I mean, I feel like it's easy for girls, right? Post breakup, like options are definitely there.
I mean, yeah, but also it depends. Like if you want to lower them standards or not, it depends. So it depends. I don't know.
I feel like half of the population is just out here sad, thinking about their ex, trying to get, you know, fuck new people, but it really not working. And I feel like this is why this is we have sponsors like BetterHelp. Now, a word from our sponsors, BetterHelp. This episode, we were talking about breakups. You know, as I suggested, BetterHelp is a great tool you could use to help your brain recover from such traumatic events such as a breakup. How we take care of our minds affects how we experience life. So it's very important to invest some time and money to take care of our mind and keep it healthy. A breakup can put so much stress into our heads. I think a lot of times therapy is probably the best tool to help you get through a breakup. For me personally, I've actually used therapy before, and just talking it out with someone, a lot of times you tend to find the answers yourself. Basically, in therapy, a lot of times they ask you the perfect questions, and then ultimately you'll discover answers. And I think that's the great thing about therapy, and personally, that's what has helped me get through some pretty low points in my life. BetterHelp is an online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat therapy sessions. So if you're going through a breakup or if you're going through something traumatic, maybe give BetterHelp a try, and you will be matched to the perfect therapist for you to help you get through your problems in as little as 48 hours. And for the Down Bad Show listeners, you guys will get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/thedownbadshow. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/downbadshow. It will be the first link in the description box. Thank you. What's going on, bro? Take a seat with me. Now, you've been in relationships, right?
I have.
Right. So, have you heard this new song called Glimpse of Us by Joji?
Glimpse of Us? I haven't listened to it, but like I know about it. Like
you know about it?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the song touches on a very relatable topic that I think a lot of people have been through, right? Yeah. It's basically moving on from a relationship.
Okay.
But just kind of seeing a glimpse of your ex and your new girl. Has that ever happened?
No, because I've only had one girl.
You've only had one girl your entire life?
Yes. I'm 19.
Oh, man. Oh damn. You built like 29. God damn.
I barely lived.
Yeah, that happened before, man. When I met my wife, I was pretty much seeing my ex. Not seeing her, but as she was coming around more,
right.
You know, so since it was kind of newly, like, you know, finished,
yeah.
And then I started with my wife, we was newly too, so when I seen that, I just thought about, you know, the stuff that I didn't like about my ex, and the stuff I liked about my new one.
I see.
So I compared the two, and I realized why I left the ex, and why I was with the new one.
Right.
So that kind of got it out of my system.
I mean, I think that's a great way to get out.
Hey, because you got to compare it.
Yeah.
Because you're still going to have feelings for both, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
See, that happened to me one time, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, not in the same regard. Basically, I tried to hook up with somebody after the relationship.
Yeah.
And I was still caught up on my ex. And I just couldn't get my dick up, bro.
What?
Has that ever happened?
Because you're still...
Maybe some subconscious thoughts you're still lingering on to your ex.
One time I couldn't get my dick up because I don't know. I think I was hitting the vape too hard and drinking a lot.
Right.
I don't know what it was, but not because of nothing like that. But I did have ED one day.
That was the only time.
Yeah. But I think I was just too fucked up.
But your dick works.
Yeah.
You got a healthy dick.
Yeah.
So I'd catch myself like laying in bed just like sad. I'm like, I get up, hit up the bros, I go do something, or it's like, you know, I go make a video, or I go do something like you know.
You also feel like you didn't love her that much.
Yeah, but I still cried when we broke up. I still did all these other types of things, you know.
Yeah.
How about you? What's your advice to people, bro?
My I don't have advice. I just need advice, and I always have shit happening to me.
What do you think is the best relationship advice you've heard about getting over a girl?
There's
another thing.
What's up?
What really helped me is that I convinced myself, and I truly believe that life would be better without her. And that's very hard to say, because I think that's what really catches guys, because guys are always like, for the past years or however long they've just been with this girl, they don't know really life without that person, or they forgot about it. You know, you forget about like how life was like 3-4 years ago. You just remember life this year and whatever. So all you know is your life with this person, and now it's over, and now you're like, damn, was this the one?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like maybe you and her just didn't have that something that special. You know, maybe there's just not enough history there for you to miss,
not
right?
True. Not true. I just knew that life...
Did she eat your ass?
See,
that's something that you was missing.
Okay,
right?
Okay. But still, there are guys out here that are breaking up with their girls, and she's like, damn, she ate my ass and everything too, bro. I'm not going to find anything better.
Did you guys start something together? Like, maybe... because a lot of times, people break up for a lot of different reasons, but
she was, like, the first girl that I put a lot of time into. You know, it's not that just because I never like loved her.
Right, but do you feel like it's more of a high school relationship or a college relationship than like a real like, I see myself like marrying this girl, like we could build a life together, right? Because a lot of times people break up with the intent to like build a life with that, and they might even have history. It's not just about like good times, hanging out, sex, da da da. It's a lot deeper than that, right? And That's why I feel like it is tough for people to move on, right? And
I can see that.
Yeah.
I never really thought. Well, you know, it's a little different for me. Maybe in my next relationship, I'll get some better advice. But I never saw myself a future with this girl. Like, I didn't think about it in the beginning either.
Yeah.
Cause like in the first, like the relationship lasted like about 10 months.
Yeah.
The first like 5 or 6 was fun and everything. It was cool.
It was just hooking up and just.
Yeah. And then I graduated college, and then that's when my life changed. I had to hold. I realized what I needed to do to be where I wanted to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also knew that this person, you know, isn't going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, I just saw it wasn't possible. So I still didn't think, like, I already told myself, like, this isn't the girl for my life. Like, yeah. You know, and it's also like having like a level of like, you know, satiety. Everybody's satiety's level is different. You know, yeah. People are like, I just need a girl that could just give me head, make food when I get home, and that's it.
Yeah.
They could be toxic. They could do whatever. But, you know, but, yeah, that's it.
That's what a lot of the sea of people that we see on this planet, that's sometimes that's all they really need, you know, just a girl to go home to, suck the dick a little bit, and have them make food.
No, actually, I haven't been with anybody since her. Like, I've been working on me. Like, oh. I haven't been with anybody, bro.
For real?
Like, yeah, I swear to God. Like, oh, I'm you working know? On me, bro. Like, I'm working on me. And that's what it is.
I'm happy to hear more people are on that kind of timing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And I think that's a true way to really heal and move on.
I mean, yeah. If not to lie, of course, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about it. What is it that like?
I know. I mean, my situation. You know, my ex passed away, so it's a different situation for me. Yeah, so, I mean,
right.
But any other ex, nah, once I get them out of my system, I try to keep them out of my system, you feel me?
Right.
Yeah, when it's XX, not X by default, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I mean, take me through that. I feel like that was more traumatic than...
Yeah, it was than, crazy, man. You know, we planned to have a big event. We bring Sway Lee to the club. We have a, you know, club, it was a party over here in L.A. Yeah. And, you know, we went to bed the night before and woke up and she was laying there like dead. She had like a heart complication, so it's... It's out of nowhere, you know what I mean?
Really?
So, yeah, one of those situations.
It was completely from left field.
Yeah, left field, super left field, like crazy.
How do you even move on from that, or like, I mean, how do you even I cope with that?
I don't think it's possible, you know what I mean? Just to be honest, but the best thing to do is, you know, what you do after, you know, what you to live your life, you know, in fully and in clarity, rather than, you know, let something take you down or let something, you know, overcome you. You know what I'm saying? So, my task is to just try to live with it as best way I can. Or also just add to the loss, you know what I'm saying? To try to, you know, make it worth something or make it mean something. You know?
How long ago was that?
It was about 7 months ago, to be exact.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this is kind of recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, super recent. December 11th. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, rest in peace. I hope she's in a better place absolutely. Now. Yeah, I mean, any other thoughts on just the topic itself?
Like I said, other exes. For any other exes that you feel like you got them out your system, you need my advice is to that. If it's not by default, something it's really an X, you should just get out your system, you know what I'm saying? It's an X for a reason, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you have absolutely zero to contribute to this topic because you move on from X's in a heartbeat. Knowing you?
I mean,
your last relationship was like, what, three years ago?
Two years ago. Right before, right when COVID started.
Two years ago.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Right when COVID started?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was, it's hard to say. Like, I did get over it pretty quickly, mm-hmm. but it's also because I wasn't, like, truly in love, you know? But just things in general, I get over pretty quickly. Like, friends that, like, do me wrong in some type of way, I get over quickly.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I look at it in a very logical sense. So I look at it very, if this happens, you gotta do this. And I try not to think of other things. So if you break up with your ex, you gotta like not think about her and not like cut her off completely. Not like block her. I never blocked her or anything. I just stopped looking. But I just know that that's over. It's just cutting out all the unnecessary bullshit. You know, it's like you break up, you get over her.
Yeah.
Right. But then when you break up, you miss her. You try to talk to her. You try to find people in her. You try to text her. You cry, you do all these other things, but it's like, you know, you just gotta... I used to catch myself feeling sad. I'm like, stop being a bitch. Like go do something. Like I would catch myself. It's like disciplines. Like, I have a lot of disciplines mentally when it comes to relationship.
When you see new people, do you ever see glimpses of your ex?
Yeah.
Is that... does that get weird, or does that get painful?
Like similarities?
Yeah, similarities or just like you miss them.
Oh, yeah, like all the time. Yeah, good music and like people making you laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And like fun experiences.
Is that unfair to the new person?
No, because that's how it is with everything. Like, everything is just in relation to another thing or, like, in association with another thing, so.
Right.
Ooh. Once.
Once.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Like. I don't think I can say too much, but, like, certain curves and angles reminded me of my ex.
Right.
I'm saying certain, like, you know what I'm saying, like little angles, certain like mathematics, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially we're talking with geometry, right?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, the curves.
Algebra 2. You know what I'm saying? Algebra 2. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like especially like if you talking about doggy style, right?
I'm saying doggy. You know what I'm saying from the side a little bit. You know, like, oh wow, this is the same circumference of the angle from waist to, oh wow, okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No. Here's my thing, right? It's because when you try to move on from an ex, a lot of times it doesn't work out immediately.
Yeah, facts.
Right. Uh-huh. A lot of times it's like you hook in with somebody new and you're like, do you ever think about your ex and it helped you get up?
Oh no.
Oh, okay.
Oh no. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Never that.
Never. Actually, no, once. once I did, I'm saying, just because, like, I was tired and I needed some extra, like, motivation. I'm saying, so I was like, you know what? Like, okay. It's one time I'll give my ex some thought. And it helps. I'm saying, it helps a little bit.
It helps.
It helped a little bit, yeah. Unfortunately.
I definitely understand that because, like, I've seen, like, I've had female friends where I've seen my ex in them. Like, I felt like I've been in a relationship, but I've liked girls.
Right.
And so, like, I've definitely, like, there's, like, some aspects of my ex I see in other females. I'm like, damn, bro. Man, you know?
Yeah. It's like, it reminds you. It triggers some memories.
Yeah.
Now, now the current girl that you're talking to, right? Yeah. Has she ever brought her ex up?
Yeah, but I'm not talking to any female right now. I have female friends, but, yeah.
So you're not talking to anybody right now?
Like, in a romantic way, no.
Okay, so you just have that one singular ex that...
Yeah. Right. But I've had, like, crushes and, like, I wouldn't say a romantic relationship with, but, like, somewhat close, like, in the past.
Right, you've had flings that reminded you of that. Now, how does that, How like in what way?
What do you mean?
Like what kind of things do you see? The sex? The cheeks? like damn, my crush got the same fat ass that my ex had.
Yeah. No. Like a lot of personality. Like I have friends who and I haven't told them this, but like in some way they like sort of act similar, like have similar aspects to them as my ex. I haven't like talked about it because, like, you know, I'm not gonna bring it up. It's like it's not really an issue, you know.
Right.
But yeah, definitely.
How long was that relationship?
It was like half a year, 6 months.
Half a year ago since y'all broke up, or?
It's been like I think it's been like a year and a half or two, but the relationship lasted 6 months.
6 months. Was it like an intense 6 months or?
At first, it was. It was like the first like half was like, you know, honeymoon period, you guys are like, and then the last 3 months I'm like, it's like a mixture of honeymoon and like, oh my god, I have to talk to you still, and like got like a lot of stuff.
Oh really?
Well, not like that bad, but like, you know, kind of like a break a little bit, you know.
Like I have to put up with you type of.
Kind of, yeah.
I see.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't regret it at all. Like she was a nice girl, and it just. I guess it wasn't the right time. I don't know. I'm just focusing on myself right now. I'm like working on myself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay away from like relationships right now. I'm just working on myself.
Yeah.
Get myself better, and then maybe like another year or two, I'll open myself back up to the market. I guess.
Yeah. No, for sure. Men need time to heal, bro.
For sure. Yeah.
Not enough. Yeah. We need time. We need to go to therapy sometimes.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, go to betterhelp.com/JimmyZang. You know, for a promo code. Now, are you currently in a relationship?
It depends, man.
Oh, you in situations.
Not in reservations.
You in situations.
Nah, I'm currently married.
Huh?
No, I'm married.
I'm married, okay, okay. Yeah. He got that right.
Oh, whatever.
Do you think that's the correct way to move on? To have the ex linger and then find a new thing?
Nah, that's not the correct way. Man, the best way really is...
Nah, because that sounds kind of nice, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like you said.
Yeah. I mean, like, me, man, like, it kind of go like, different ways. Like, but me, like, I tell them, like, the ex, like, it's just not working.
Right.
You know, just explaining, like, what's going on, talk about it, and then try to end it on good terms.
Right.
And then move on instead of, you know, just moving on with somebody else.
But that's what you did, though.
No.
Oh.
No, see, I talked to the ex, and I told her, like, what was going on.
Right.
Said what I didn't like, you know, stuff that happened. So I moved on, but she didn't move on.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So over time, you know, hopefully she move on, and then, you know, both be happy.
I mean, hey, that's beautiful. I'm glad you found your wife from.
Me too, man. That's my better half.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know, man, being with her, man, it turned me, you know, from doing something negative to doing something positive.
Right.
So,
how long you guys been together for?
Man, we've been together 9 years, but married 6.
Years.
Yeah. But married 6, though.
6.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still a long stretch. That's commitment. Yeah. I've never been with someone for that long. Even him, I've only been working with him for 3 years.
Hey, but you know what? No, that's the first person I've been with that long. Everybody else, it was like maybe 2-3 months. Yeah. So this is it's really my first real relationship. So, yeah.
Your true love. Yeah. Okay, so when you move on from an ex, right? First of all, let's talk about how you move on.
Shit, start thinking about myself, and, you know, heal from that. Do whatever you love. I'll do music personally, so I try not to think about that as much.
Have you tried to indulge in new women after your ex?
Honestly, no.
Honestly?
To be real with you, I don't.
You really don't? No hookups, nothing?
Focus on myself, man.
How long do you think that process usually takes for you to move on and focus on yourself?
Yeah, honestly, it could be a year from now. I really ain't got no yet.
You gonna go a whole year without cheeks?
Oh, for sure, bro. It's all about your mind, fam. Really. The real talk. I'm focused on something else. So, you know, I love California and I'm on a mission. So, you know, that shit come with it. That's how I really feel.
You want to tap your boy in for this question?
Shit, he listening. He right there.
You want to pull up?
You got me though, but what's going on though? That's how I feel personally though.
But okay, so that being said, right? You've had. Are you currently in a relationship or?
No, I'm single.
Single? When was your last relationship?
Shit, probably like 6 months ago.
6 months ago?
Yes, sir.
So you haven't seen anybody new since?
It's a lot. It's beautiful women on the beach, you know. Right. But you know, I'm here on a mission, finna go write some music. That's what I be on, really.
Well, what do you have to say to the people that is having a hard time moving on, right? And that is indulging themselves in activities.
It's good. Just off the top, man, just focus on yourself. Work on your shit. You know, whatever it is you do in life, school, work, just focus on yourself. Get your shit together, man. And let that shit come to you sometimes. Every time I look, it didn't work out, so you know.
You still talk to that ex?
Nah, she an ex for a reason, so you know.
Right.
Just gotta keep it pushing.
Huh? A little dating show. Yeah.
Might see me in the future, though, for sure. But in the meantime, just focus on yourself. And you know, all that other shit will come to you.
Cool. Well, thank you for your time, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one. But no, I think moving on from a relationship is definitely one of the most difficult things to do in life, right? Because, you know, this is somebody that you once had something so deep, such a strong emotional connection to, right? And then for you to move on from that by sleeping with new people, yeah, it might not always work out. And sometimes you can't even get your dick up. That's what happened to me. And you know how awkward of a thing that bro, I had to send the girl home. I had to send the girl home. And she was sucking me for a minute. And I still couldn't get it up. You have any exes?
Yeah, a few. All my exes, they from Texas.
How do you move on from an ex?
Get another one.
Get another one?
Yeah.
You think that works for you though?
Get a better one. Not a downgrade, but an upgrade. Once you upgrade, you're in control.
Oh, that's true. Once you upgrade, you don't see the past anymore. You just see the better new shit.
She was practice. She was training.
Right.
But you got something else better after that.
Have you heard this song called Glimpse of Us by Joji?
No, I haven't.
Okay. But it basically talks about, you know, moving on from a relationship, yeah, but seeing bits of your ex in your new partner.
Yeah, we attracted the same shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, how is
same
it?
Same person, different person, you know, a lot of the same things.
Is there a wrong way to move on from a relationship?
And that's pretty heavy stuff for me. I've been married for like 22 years, so
22 years?
I'm kind of out of this whole, I haven't thought about any of this kind of business for 20 some goddamn years. Oh, shit. Unfortunately.
Do you still ever think about your exes? If you were to give advice to the people out there on the correct way to
end the relationship?
To move on from a relationship.
Oh, jeez. I got nothing, man.
You want to tap one of these guys?
I'm the wrong dude, man.
What do you usually do to move on from an ex?
To get on from an ex? Yeah. Honestly, bro, a big part of it is just working on you. And, like, when you get over an ex, or, like, when you get out of a relationship, your biggest thing is just, like, trying to be alone and trying to figure out your own self. And that's important because you need to figure out yourself. You need to figure out what you're doing with your life. You need to figure out how you feel on your own, and just working on yourself, bro. And like, that's a big reason why I moved here, is because I knew what I wanted, and like, that person didn't fit the things that I wanted to do around my life and like my lifestyle. And if that person's toxic, then you need to be that bigger person and be like, you know what, I need to venture out of this. Not anything personally against you, but just because this is just not, you just don't work with me, you know, and that's okay. That's okay. And that's why I moved out here. It's just like, work on music, work on acting, work on modeling. And just like, I need to be in that environment where I'm able to talk to people and do my own thing and just like blossom, you know? And
how long ago was the breakup?
In January.
So, I mean, basically y'all ended it when you moved.
Yeah, pretty much. But I've always had the dream to like come out here.
Yeah.
But it was just like, oh, Cali is expensive. Oh, Cali isn't what you think. And oh, Cali's this and that.
Those are self-limiting beliefs.
Exactly. And like, you just had that. Cool. We'll figure that out when they're there. But like, I want to do it. You know, like, I want to make the move. And like, some people just aren't. They're cool being in their comfortable spot. You know, and like, that's not me.
Do you think that was your ex?
Huh?
That was your ex.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just like over the years of just like growing and being with people, you know, like, you just find out a lot about how true colors come out. And, you know, like, a lot of people will hold you back from doing things. And like, bro, go do your thing, bro. You only live once. Like, go figure yourself out. Don't be trying to go on dates and cater.
Did you try doing that though? Like, oh, yeah, post breakup?
Absolutely. What?
Like, post breakup, you try going on dates, stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, that's cool and all, but
has there been any awkward situations where you know, you were on dates but then you're like still thinking about your ex and da, da, da. Because the faster you heal, the more you could accept a new person into your life.
Right. And that's another thing is, again, like, I can't emphasize that enough, is like, being comfortable being alone. Like, I feel like a lot of people just want to be with somebody, or they have to have somebody around them. And that's just like, yeah, like, codependent. And like, that's just unfortunate, because like, it's very important for you to know yourself and like, figure out what you want and how you adapt on your own, you know. And you know, it shouldn't be, how can I make life with this person? It's, can this person come into my life with ease and just like, make things greater, you know?
You know what talking to you and a couple other people really make me realize? That this song is so toxic. This song is just...
It's not me.
But if you go to Glimpse of Us by Joji, he's basically an Asian-American like artist, or Asian-Australian artist. And he made a glimpse of us, right? And if you listen to it
now, it's sad already. The piano is killing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good song. No. Feel free to listen to it too. But
my mom's still on the phone. Hi, mama. Oh yeah, I love your mama too. Not your girl. Your mama is the most important thing in this life. That's mama bear, bro.
Woman in your life.
I love this girl.
I put my mama over any girl. As we should. Just kidding. Are we mama boys?
Are we what?
Are we mama's boys? Does that make us mama's boys?
What? Loving your mama bear?
Loving mama bear more.
I'm a mama's boy.
I could tell.
I'm a mama's boy all the way. You know, I can be rough, but bro, I love me some cuddles. I love me some cuddles. I'm like, come here.
How you feel about the song so far?
Huh? Oh shit, I stopped it. It's a vibe.
But basically,
damn, you going through some shit.
Huh?
He's going through some shit.
He is going through some shit.
Damn, is this new? Is this like?
Yeah, this is new. Yeah, it just recently came out. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Dope. Fucking do your thing, bro. Do your thing. And
that's it.
Thank you for your time.
All right, homie. Y'all take care.
You too. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
You're not? Okay. So what was your last relationship?
It was like maybe a year ago.
A year ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost two.
Almost two?
Yeah.
So you really took the time to yourself?
Yeah. You have to.
You have to. Mm-hmm. Man, I swear to God, everybody here on this beach has the most positive mindset after breaking up. Mm-hmm. Was that you?
Yeah, it had to be. I didn't want to be, you know what I mean, like sad or anything. So you got to focus on yourself and be on your grind.
Right. Well, now, when you say that, right, you didn't try to sleep with anybody else post-breakup?
I mean, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
how'd that work out?
You can't just give it to everybody. Not every girl deserves it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But nah, I just really focus on myself for like the whole time. So for 2 years, I've just been working on myself.
Okay. But when was the first like hookup post-breakup?
Post.
Like after the breakup, yeah.
Probably like 2 months.
Two months after.
Yeah.
Now how was that? Describe that. Was that like was that a one night stand? Was that
It was like a one night stand kind of.
Right.
Like me and her were just talking, but then like it didn't turn into anything special.
Right. Did it feel good doing it, or did it feel like damn? It kind of made you miss your ex a little bit.
Nah, it ain't making me miss her. But shit, it felt good.
it was a good nut.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
Yeah, we always love some good nuts, right?
What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
I need a.
You in a relationship?
No. Recently, just had a breakup.
No way.
Yeah. So I'm kind of going through it. Yeah. Super going through it, and I feel like I'm trying to find the best ways to move on. I feel like it's not trying to be with somebody else.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. And I think talking to the people on Venice Beach, it really seems like, you know, I really need to take that time to myself. You know, but then I'm listening to these songs on the radio, yeah. Right? That's telling me to hook up with some new girls. Yeah. But I think that there's different ways to cope. Do you ever think about your ex? Are you with somebody right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do y'all have any exes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you? How long ago was the ex?
This ex was like 8 months ago, 6 months ago.
So you guys broke up. Eight,
no wait, maybe a little bit less.
Seven, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you down to share why you guys broke up?
I was long distance. I live in Boston.
Oh shit.
But I grew up here.
I see.
I love my ex still.
Oh.
He's great.
But you guys broke up because of the distance, right?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever, since the breakup, have you sought out or been on dates or seen new people?
Have I, new people, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How does that, like, emotionally? Like, when you first go on a date post-breakup?
It was kind of weird because, like, it was, like, friends. I don't know. No, it was, like, it was weird, but you kind of just get pushed through it.
How do you personally push through it?
you kind of just have to like close a chapter in your head and go hard towards even when it doesn't like feel right.
It didn't feel right to begin with.
No, not to begin with the ex, but to begin with, like, in the beginning of a breakup, it's hard. It doesn't feel right.
What do you think is, some advice to the people out there to...
Sometimes, like, forcing yourself to do something too hard or, like, a relationship too hard, even when it's, like, not meant to be, is, like, it's worth to, like, push through the breakup sometimes, maybe.
Right.
And, or out of love. Yeah, breakups are out of love if you love the person so much. Like that you don't want it to hurt them. That's the final statement.
Mm-hmm. Are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay. So you have an ex?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever seen a glimpse of your ex in somebody that you're currently hooking up?
Ooh. Once. Yeah.
Now, did that make you miss her more, or?
I thought I did for a second, and then I saw her. And I'm like, nah, I don't mess with no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what? That chapter was close. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes life, you gotta know, close that chapter, move on, keep on reading, find a new book, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Put that book in the thrift store, throw it out.
Yeah, throw it. Goodwill,
you know what I'm saying?
Throw it out. Burn it.
All that shit, you know what I'm saying? Throw it in the water. So, yeah, I would say.
Yeah, are you in a relationship? Are you out of a relationship?
It's complicated.
Status? What's the status?
It's complicated.
Yeah, I feel like she's looking for your help. Why don't you just stand next to her?
Yeah, no, you should. You're right.
Oh, you look awkward now.
You're right.
But yeah, what about you? Are you in a situation in a happy relationship?
Yeah, I would say.
No.
No, I mean, like right now it's a little complicated.
It's on the downhill, huh? That's why you out here. Hey, listen, you meet a lot of great people in California.
I don't know about permanent though, but. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's terrible. No, but I'm in a happy relationship.
You're in a happy...
It's very stable.
It's stable. Too stable.
No. Like, good stable. Don't make me say things I don't want to say.
Yeah, wait. That you don't want to say, or that's how you truly feel?
No. Like, I don't know how I'm feeling. I'm being... Oh, it can't be good. Funny.
Listen. On this channel, we open about relationships. I recently just gone through a breakup.
Oh, really? How'd it go?
How did it go? Terrible. What the fuck? It's a breakup.
No, but like, what happened?
How's it going? Yeah. How's it going? I mean, it's still kind of ongoing.
How long ago?
Like a week, 2 weeks, oh. two. Well, I mean, technically, it's been like talked about since like for like. Like a couple months now.
So how long was the relationship?
Almost 2 years, but we're still talking. But you know, I what I realized after talking to people today is that like Joji's actually very toxic.
Yeah. Everyone's like, I see TikToks and his comments are like, Joji's doing something to us because I don't know. I feel like he puts ideas into people's heads.
No, I agree with that. I agree.
So. Yeah, but that's actually not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Why isn't there any songs about self-healing? Because that's just corny, huh? Who wants to self-heal?
No, yeah, it's mad corny. Nobody wants to listen to that. They can't relate to that, so.
Yeah, but for you, what I mean?
For you.
Let's both actually. Yeah.
If you left him today, what would you miss?
Oh, my God, no, I can't.
No, I can't answer that question. That's too, I don't know.
If you left your situation today, what would you miss?
I don't know, feeling happy.
You'd be happier?
No, feeling happy. Yeah, I guess miss so, feeling.
Yeah, that's true. I would miss that too. Like, that feeling, like, when he texts me or, like, something like that, like, the smile.
So are you guys kind of codependent on your partner?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, but probably
but
too much.
Gonna...
No. We would say in a healthy way. Funny. Yeah, no, in an unhealthy way.
Yeah. In an unhealthy way, you said?
Yeah. A little too much.
Right. This trip is much needed then. Yeah, you know, so start to take a breather, right?
Yeah, we didn't take a breather. Okay? This is a breather. So, yeah.
Hopefully, I was able to entertain y'all for a quick second.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Good talk.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. I think we'll clip it. You know, we come to realize that Joji is actually very toxic. And you shouldn't be consuming songs like that if you actually want to move on.